Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Anthony Harry Podcast. This is the Creator Journal for April 16th, 2018. The reason I'm doing this is because from April 10th through April 15th, I had taken a holiday from my day job so that I could focus on doing my creative work. My normal routine, for those of you who don't know, is I wake up, you know, Monday through Friday, I wake up in the morning, I do odds and ends around my place, and I work a 40-hour work week. And then after work, on those nights, I put in effort to get artwork done and work on commissions, work on my books and things like that. Then on the weekends, I try to put in two full days if I can, and it just goes in that cycle. So it's a lot of go, go, go. There isn't a lot of time to take a step back and evaluate and everything else. And that was the huge takeaway I had from the last 5 days, specifically because Sunday I didn't get a whole lot done. I'm working on taxes, so I didn't really plan that out very well. I didn't have my taxes done, and I got to work on taxes, and then, So yay life, right? But anyways, I regress and go back to the beginning of the story. April 10th, gave myself some time off from my day job with the goal of waking up and putting in essentially a 40-hour work week to wrap up work on at least one of my projects that I have going, which is specifically 15 Minutes, which is a graphic novel that I originally wrote and successfully kickstarted the funding, or what turned out to be the initial funding, for the project all the way back in 2013. So this project was supposed to be completed a long time ago. Now, in the interim between 2013 and now, the beginning half of 2018, literally 5 years after everything was said and done, there a lot has happened. But I've also been slowly working on the book, getting a page done here and a page done there, realizing that I had to completely rewrite certain things because, well, they just needed to be improved. And then also just going through the learning process that I would imagine most people go through when they take on the serious endeavor of creating, producing, and self-publishing something as intensive as a graphic novel. I say all that for perspective, not to make excuses, and certainly not to place blame. The accountability is on me for not having the project done, which is why I chose to use some of my paid time off to be able to take the time, because I'm so close, and just get it done, because it needs to be done. The high points of my full work week as a full-time creator. Number one, all the artwork is done. I went through and looked at every single page, reviewed everything, made sure I wasn't missing anything, and the artwork's done. Even got a brand new cover done. Thanks to Mark Stegbauer, it's inked by a professional, which is pretty nice, even though I did the full line work for the book itself. So that's awesome. Monday of last week, a week from recording this podcast, I was working. It was both my Monday and my Friday. It was an interesting day. And when I woke up on Tuesday and I got to work, the first thing I wanted to do was to get a better idea of where I really was with the project. So that's what I started doing. I started first organizing the art, and all of the art was produced digitally for this project. So I had to go through the files, make sure I had them all named correctly, made sure they were, I had to correct some of the organization, make sure the right pages were in the right place, that sort of thing. And really make sure that they were all saved at the right resolution and all of that. So Monday was really a logistical day. Pulled out the script, started going through, making sure that everything lined up that way. In part, it was like doing a final editorial look over before we moved on to the lettering stage, because that was really going to be the focus of the week. So Monday into Tuesday was making sure I knew what art needed to be completed and making sure that I was that I had everything in an organized way so I could get it done. Tuesday afternoon, oh, I'm sorry, I said that totally wrong. Wednesday afternoon, it was Tuesday into Wednesday morning that I did all the logistical stuff. Wednesday afternoon, I went into lettering and I started digging into that and understanding the process. And I will be the first to just say that I have a huge amount of respect for professional letterers, guys who do this to make a living, because they ain't me. I am not one of those guys. And it was a wonderful challenge for my brain to wrap my head around the process of it, to get used to the using new tools. And that was fun. It definitely left me feeling like I need to, for projects going forward, I need a better budget so that I can hire professionals to do this part of the process, because it is not my strong suit. And though I think there is a wisdom and a strength in understanding it and being able to execute it, I don't personally receive any joy from it. And I don't know, if I can, I'd rather contribute to somebody else making more of a living, and then we all benefit from the process. But nonetheless, throughout the rest of the week, I lettered more than half the book, which is not anything to be totally impressed about. It roughly 25 pages to 30 pages I got lettered. I don't actually remember the exact page I left off on, because I realized near the end of it that I was in need of getting some work done on my taxes so they can be filed on time, which technically is tomorrow because I'm recording this on April 16th. So, but I got a lot done and it felt good. And what feels even better is, you know, getting that done and getting the art back for the cover. I'm still going to keep working on those pages tonight and all the nights through the rest of the week, with the goal that by this weekend, I'll be coloring the cover, and then we'll be going into pre-press to get everything ready for printing, and then it'll be off to the printer, and that's gonna feel real good. It's gonna be excellent. So the progress of the week was great, but the big takeaway from it for me was going back to the idea, which I know a lot of people have heard stuff like this before, but it's something that I heard a lot from my uncle, who is a cabinet maker, you know, makes his living woodworking and everything. He would tell me all the time, and so would my dad, you measure twice and cut once. And I can tell you, in my naive, overly optimistic effort for this project, I did not measure twice and cut once. I more so kind of measured and eyeballed it as carefully as I could, and I've cut like 3-4 times. So that it's humbling, right? It's humbling, and these certainly aren't the choices that I would make again going forward, because I do have other projects that I'm going to be working on after this, things that I'm going to get done and publish and bring back out to market and see if we can't get funding through Kickstarter and other venues. And for the sake of the fans and the people who would support the work, and then also just out of respect for the property, I know now a lot of things that I absolutely will have done before it ever even becomes a conversation to go into production and do a Kickstarter or anything like that. And that's awesome. You go into it thinking, hey, I'm going to write and draw a story and it's going to be fun, and I'm going to tell everybody this cool tale about this guy versus the Grim Reaper. And you end up walking away from it thinking, man, I was dumb, or that was a little foolish, and definitely some real editorial lessons, some lessons in organization, prioritization. It's also lessons in just how when you have to have a job to pay the bills on top of helping to financially make the creative efforts like this possible, it's important to not lose track of the fact that life plays a huge factor in the success of a project. And because it is such a commanding variable, that's another reason, another reason why I have a whole new set of checklist essentially on what will or won't be accomplished before anything goes to press in the future, or moves forward on trying to get funding. Because I want to produce books that people want to support, and I think Kickstarter is absolutely amazing. Indiegogo has its pluses, and I want to be able to produce things knowing that they're going to an audience that really wants to read it. But I'm not having anybody wait 5 years ever again. That's completely ridiculous. So, but the last week was good. Part of me is, it feels the same way I always feel. I feel this way every Monday. I feel like, man, I didn't get enough done. That's how it is. And there's some people that would argue, not to be so hard on myself or whatever. And I don't view it as being hard on myself. I'm not sitting here thinking, oh, Anthony, you loser, you completely failed and blah, blah, blah. I didn't fail. I got a lot of stuff done, and I'm at a much better point now towards completing this project than I was at the beginning, a week ago. So that was a win. I mean, the week overall was a win. It just wasn't as significant of a win as I feel like should have been possible, and that's on me. So going into the rest of this week, we're going to get taxes done, so I can be a responsible citizen and have those done by tomorrow. And then I'll be back at it. And hopefully when I do my next creator journal, it'll be full of good news and I can start talking to you about what the next projects are. But if you're listening to this and you are a creator, my big takeaway that I'd recommend for you is stay organized. And if you can't, find someone you can trust to either hire or go into a collaborative effort with you to help you stay organized so that things stay on track and stuff gets done. So that's the big thing. The more than anything else, that's the big thing. Measure twice, cut once. Thanks for listening to the Anthony Harry Podcast. The podcast is followed up by an advertisement, I believe, from Anchor, because this podcast is recorded through the Anchor app. I'm not sponsored by them, but I am, technically, a part of their network because of using their app, so they're going to throw their ad on it, but I just like to acknowledge that it's there. The podcast itself is not sponsored. If I ever have a sponsor, you'll know that at the beginning of the podcast, but at the moment, no sponsor. So thanks for listening. Hopefully there was something beneficial in this, or even entertaining as you listen to me wax on about how I could have done better, but I did okay. So until next time, people, create something awesome and make it happen. Thanks for listening.